We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A lot of different agents have spoken to me about, you know, to Mike's point, a lot of these guys are cutting down the agent to Bell, saying this could have been handled differently and that's fine.
Got it.
But if you have a running back client, you're rooting for Le'Veon Bell to stand for something. And if you're a running back in the league right now, a young running back, if you're Ezekiel Elliott, if you're Leonard Fournette, if you're any of these young first-round backs, Todd Gurley got paid. But if Le'Veon Bell can even set the market even higher, if we're talking $16, $17 million a year, these guys are breaking down doors for you. So Steelers fans, they don't want to hear this. He's not loyal to them at this moment because he's loyal to himself and his wallet. But the running back
changing
position.
Changing the perception of the position.
That is what he's going to stand for. And he's not Kurt Flood in this situation. I don't want to go as dramatic as that. Yeah. But if you are a running back or a future running back, Le'Veon Bell is standing for you, and that is what he's standing for.
Peter Schrager on NFL Network, and it is now, we believe, official. He could still, I guess, have texted in or emailed the Steelers and said, I want to sign my franchise tag, but it's our understanding, based on what Adam Schefter has reported, what NFL Network is reporting, that Le'Veon Bell has done the unthinkable. He has basically flushed $14.5 million down the toilet. He is going to sit out the entire 2018 season. He becomes the first meaningful player to do this since former Pitt product Sean Gilbert back in 1997.
Six. And then he got a deal in seven, I believe.
All right. So it's been 20-plus years since a player has taken this stand. And you heard Schrager say that in the running back community, Bell could be a hero, looked at as a pioneer, somebody that is breaking down doors. To Steelers fans, he's just a greedy professional athlete who thought he was worth more to the Steelers than he really was, based on the way James Conner and this team has performed. And now we can start to have a conversation with everybody about your reaction to what Bell has done, sitting out an entire year, how you feel about it, how you feel about him, at 412-928-9370. That's the fan hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. I'll start with this. I'll get the ball rolling with this point. I think Bell badly overplayed his hand. If I have one big takeaway from this Bell saga, that's my big takeaway. That he thought, from the beginning of this, that he was pigeonholed as a running back initially, but because of his versatility, he was going to get valued in a revolutionary way. That because he caught passes and he hesitated at the line of scrimmage, that he was going to get treated differently. And the Steelers were willing to do that, but only to a certain point. They weren't willing to rewrite their philosophy or their way of doing business for him. And so Bell thought he could win a game of chicken with them. You're going to need me. You're going to wish you had me. And they look more explosive without him. They're averaging more points. Their running back's been more productive. They're the second best team in the AFC. James Conner now looks like a star. Their red zone offense, which was awful last year, is now the best in football. Connor's got 11 touchdowns. Bell, to this point last year, only had like five. So life went on. Life moved on, man. Like Mike Tomlin likes to use that stupid analogy of a moving train. The train didn't stop. It didn't derail without Bell. And I honestly think he thought it would. That if he did sit out or if he did stay away, that the Steelers are going to suffer for it, and it was going to make him look all the more impressive in free agency, and that just didn't happen.
Many things to say in response to you. One, you were right. Sean Gilbert was 97. I screwed up. So there's one thing you've been right about so far in this whole rant. Two, the Steelers screwed this up just as badly as Bell. From Ed's story, the Steelers, and I'm reading directly, could have put the non-exclusive franchise tag on Bell. That would have allowed him to go shop himself to other NFL teams and sign an offer. The Steelers could have matched it or let him go and receive two first-round draft picks. By doing that, it might have shown Bell he wasn't worth as much as he thought. At the very least, they could have matched a contract they could live with or let him go and receive two first-rounders. They could have used one of those to help their defense or draft another halfback to replace him. The Steelers screwed this up just as much, if not more, than Le'Veon Bell in terms of their hubris and their belief in their own way of doing things. And as for Bell himself, I have a nuanced take. I look at this like a game of poker here. Bell started the hand thinking he had all the cards in a little game of Texas Hold'em. And after one game, he didn't. Then after four games, he very much did. And instead of sort of pushing his chips in by showing up, basically, when the Steelers, I suspect, would have been thrilled to see him after that first Baltimore game, he decided to let things play a little bit longer, and the Steelers started catching cards in the form of James Conner going off immediately thereafter. And from that point on, he had overplayed his hand. However, what he is doing right now, not showing up, is the correct play. He's going to live to fight another day here in the offseason and roll with his 2017 tape, which Andy Benoit, who watches a ton of it, said was still damn good. He saw a star-level player right there, and he's going to get paid by somebody else, I firmly believe. And had he come back now to try to save face, it would have been for a handful of $1 million, $6 million, and he would have played a deserved secondary role to James Conner, which wouldn't have helped them at all.
Go back to your first point, though, like about how the Steelers like are losers in this. Could they have taken the $14.5 million and spent it in free agency to make their defense better? Sure. That also probably would have led to them drafting a running back in the early rounds of this draft because they weren't sure about James Conner at this point. And if they had done that, Conner never emerges as this star. He's sharing carries.
You're assuming that guy gets the ball over Conner. Maybe they give him the ball from moment
one. I'm just saying, like, did I think from the very beginning that it was a mistake putting the franchise tag on Bell a second time? Yes. Do I think the Steelers tripped and fell into a pretty good situation, not only with Conner, but...
We'll see.
Their defense is also better than I thought. Like, as of right now, without knowing what Bell's going to get in free agency, as of this moment, the Steelers are the winners... And Bell is the loser because their team is in good shape and he's not making any money.
If they don't win the Super Bowl and he does get paid, all of that flips. And those are both very good possibilities.
They are? I mean, those are ifs. Like, you're right. Like, it's not the full story has not been written, but we're a couple hours into the movie. And right now it looks like the Steelers are going to be on the right side of history here.
They have to win a Super Bowl. I don't think they will. And if James Conner gets hurt, they immediately become huge losers in this.
No, they don't have to win a Super Bowl for that to be the case, I don't think.
Then what do they have to do? Nebulous terms of them winning this? Okay,
no.
They don't win the Super Bowl. Bell gets a great guaranteed deal. He wins.
They saved themselves from committing like $15 million a year to the running back position.
Well, they were never going to do it, though.
And they found somebody who's doing that job for less than what Bell would make in 1 week. Connor's annual salary is less than Bell's weekly paycheck.
I'm aware of this.
So right now, like, they're in the people that you've asked this question, why didn't the Steelers reach out to Bell? Because they didn't need him. They have a better running back right now, and they've won five games in a row. They're not desperate. They're in great shape.
Would they be better with Bell on the team right now, yes or no? If he had come in and signed, would you feel better or worse about
them? No, I'd feel worse. I told you
because
that.
Because of chemistry.
Yeah, because I just don't think he... I think he's incapable of coming in and not rocking the boat. I just don't... I honestly do not respect the person. That's what it comes back to. He's done enough things in his career that have made me question or wonder... what he's made of and who he is.
So you're thrilled
about
this.
And I don't want him on my football team. I am, yeah.
Today is a happy day for you.
It is.
And you feel it should be a happy day for Steelers fans.
Yes. You think this is a day of mourning, for crying out loud?
No, for Steelers fans who don't like the person and are wishing ill will on him right now. And I bet many people out there, I'm not doing... Yes, you are. You're hoping he gets injured.
No, you think they're dancing on his grave right now?
You're hoping he never makes another dime because you're jealous. I'm sure today's a happy day. wake me up if James Conner has to miss a couple important games because he gets hurt, because everyone
right,
gets hurt.
We got a statement from Kevin Colbert here. Quote, I want to confirm that Le'Veon Bell did not sign his franchise tender today, and as a result, he will not be eligible to play football during the 2018 season. That's it. No, we wish Bell luck. Thanks for the memories. You were a really good player here. Nothing. Just, you're not going to be part of this team in 2018. That is all.
Okay. But that's fair play to me. Bell is looking out for number one. Kevin Colbert is looking out for number one. And in his case, that's the football team he puts together. I got no problem with that. But people will cheer Kevin. Yeah! Stick it to him!
Craig, your big takeaway here?
Yeah! Go get that guy! How dare he try to get what he thinks he's worth? Yeah!
I'm happy to wash my hands of the bum.
Happy to wash my hands of the bum.
I don't ever want to see him in a Steelers jersey again. I said that weeks and weeks ago.
You say
maybe
it like
you want to be a Browns
Jarvis
fan.
Jarvis Jones.
No, I'm not. But I got James Conner. I'm good.
What happens if James Conner sprains a knee?
Yeah, that every team can say, what if we lose our starting running back?
And only one team, if they had figured out a way to make it work, could have said, oh yeah, and we're good with the guy that's coming
and
in here to replace
him. And they didn't, and he's gone. Good luck.
And if he gets paid in the offseason, like I think he will,
then you'd be right. I don't expect it to happen.
Why not?
In that case, there are two winners. If the Steelers have found their next running back at a much cheaper price and the team does well and Bell gets paid, then it was an amicable split that benefited both parties.
Well, it wasn't an amicable split. It was a split that benefited both parties. If the Steelers, however, if Bell gets paid, but the Steelers this year get derailed even partially, even for a week or two, by an injury to their new feature back, the man, and they don't have a great replacement like they would have had they gotten Bell in here somehow, then they will be the losers.
You're assuming that Bell would have just, you know, been in tip-top shape and ready to go. And
I'm assuming a two-time All-Pro who's gone for more than 2,200 yards from scrimmage in a season would be better than Jalen Samuels or Steven Ridley. Yes, I don't think that's a leap of faith on my part.
So now that it's over, we've got the statement from Kevin Colbert. Bell did not report today. Le'Veon Bell watch is over. He is actually throwing away $14.5 million to get himself to free agency in one piece. Now that we know, now that it's official, what's your reaction? What are your thoughts on Bell, where it leaves the Steelers? Your thoughts on this whole saga in soap opera that is just in the last few minutes come to an end?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.